This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's apparent by now that innovation can be disruptive to economies. Sometimes that's a very good thing, and sometimes it's more controversial. If you've been listening to us this week, you know we've already talked about streaming site Aereo and vacation rental site Airbnb. So we wanted to take a look at the big picture. Jeremy Rifkin is an economic theorist who believes that thanks in part to technology, capitalism as we know it is in for some major changes. He's written The Zero Marginal Cost Society, The Internet of Things, The Collaborative Commons, and The Eclipse of Capitalism. Mr. Rifkin, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you.
First of all, give me some Econ 101 here. Marginal cost.
Marginal cost is the cost of producing an additional unit of a good or service once your fixed costs are absorbed.
Tell me a little bit how marginal cost getting towards zero is, in your eyes, basically a threat to capitalism as we know it.
Airbnb is the best example. Once they set up their network, the marginal cost of bringing onto their network additional homeowners that want to rent out their spaces is nearly free. And for those who want to rent out their spaces, their property taxes are paid, their mortgages are being paid, so the marginal cost of allowing their apartments to be rented out is near zero marginal cost. And Airbnb has just wiped out a lot of the hotel business. I think over a million nights were lost in New York hotels alone last year from Airbnb.
Do you really think that there's no question about this change arriving, or might it go another way?
I think it's going to be a struggle. We're beginning to see a great conflict emerge between investor capitalists who want to keep margins high for profits and commoners, if you will, on the collaborative commons who want to reduce their marginal cost to near zero so they can produce and share with each other.
Yet you remain optimistic.
I'm guardedly optimistic, and I'll tell you why. The music industry, as powerful as it wasn't able to succeed. When millions of young people had the technology available to share the music for nearly free, they did it, and the music industry had to readjust. I think when we get to the physical world, the brick-and-mortar world, the Airbnbs, the car-sharing services, the technology is too sweet. And I think we're going to increasingly see much of our economic activity migrate to this collaborative commons. The capitalist market will stay. It'll have a role to play. I don't think it'll be the primary arbiter of economic life in 30 years from now.
Jeremy Rifkin is an economic theorist. He's also the author of The Zero Marginal Cost Society. Jeremy, thank you very much.
Thank you.